We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:15 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning, Holy Week, also Passover. Highs of 71 today with some breeze, so it's going to feel nice. Tomorrow warms up, more humidity, another chance for showers, 40%. Then Wednesday, highs of 82 with a 60% chance for some storms. But then the Easter weekend, Passover weekend, spectacular. Highs Thursday and Friday of 63. Saturday, 69, and Easter Sunday, breezy, partly cloudy, highs of 73, and no hint of rainfall at all. So I think we're all pretty well familiar with the ship that, I guess, remains stuck in the Suez Canal, but maybe not as stuck as it was because they were able to make some progress on it, and they're hoping that it'll be out of the way by later on today, which is a surprise because I've heard stories, or read stories rather, that said it could have taken weeks to make this happen. Greg Upton joins us now, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies, to talk about all of this. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing great.
So when it comes to the Suez Canal, is most of what passes through there energy projects? Is it products, rather? Is it oil?
Yeah, so first of all, just if your listeners aren't familiar, what is the Suez Canal and why is it so important? It's about 120-mile man-made canal.
That might be a great starting step, Greg. I'm sorry. Let's start up with the Suez Canal. Tell me, please.
So it's about a 120-mile man-made canal, and it goes through Egypt, and it connects the Red Sea and the Mediterranean. And it's a very important shipping route, because a lot of products move between Europe and Asia, but also the Red Sea makes up the border to Saudi Arabia, which is the second largest oil producer in the world, of course. And so a lot of oil and refined products move from the Middle East to Europe, in particular through the Suez Canal. And so last week, as you mentioned, Tommy, there was a large container ship that got stuck, and hopefully they'll be freed here in the next few hours. But what that's done is it's sort of blocked some of that movement of both oil and diesel and gasoline and jet fuel into Europe. And so theoretically, what does that mean for global oil markets? Well, if you restrict supply from one region or if you increase the cost of shipping those goods and services, theoretically that would lead to an increase in global oil prices and therefore the prices that we pay at the pump. Sort of the good news, when you look at the data from this last week, oil prices moved a little bit, but not too much. And now that blockage is hopefully going to be alleviated today, in terms of real-world impacts for us, here in the Gulf Coast region, probably not going to be that noticeable. So that's sort of good news for us this morning.
This had to cost somebody a ton of money, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so the Suez Canal, why it's so important is because without it, container vessels, and this is not just for energy products, but have to go all the way around Africa. And so it really prevents them from having to circle the entire continent. So a lot of ships decided just to turn around and go the longer route, while some have decided to sit there and wait. So in terms of global supply chains, yes, this has been a major event. And notably, I sort of talked about how oil prices weren't impacted that much. If this went on for weeks longer, that could be a very different story again, because those costs would sort of pile up. People would have to make different transportation routes, which again are way more costly, which at the end of the day would cost the consumer.
Has anything like this ever happened before in the Suez Canal?
Yeah, I mean, not in my lifetime, frankly. There have been some geopolitical events that have happened in that part of the region that have impacted the canal. But in terms of like a specific blockage that was just sort of random, I mean, this was a weather event that occurred. There was a lot of wind that I was reading, and then there was some error in terms of the pilot's part. And so, no, I've never seen this happen before.
Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about gas prices, too, because that's gotten some people's attention. They didn't plan on spending their stimulus check on a full tank of gas. And, you know, Greg, you got a lot of people driving a lot of big old trucks, and they bought those trucks, I think, and SUVs, planning on gas being in the affordable range. And I think if you're talking about going from 60 to 120 to fill it up, that's a big difference. Greg Upton, assistant research professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies, and our friend talking about that ship in the Suez Canal, in case you've not heard. They were able to make some progress on it, get it off of the extremely shallow water at the bank. And, Greg, how wide is that? Do you know Suez Canal?
It is not very wide. I can't tell you in feet, but whenever you see pictures of it, I mean, it's sort of one or two ships can go down. And so when the vessel was lodged, I mean, it was touching literally both sides of the canal. Yeah. So it is a pretty small man-made canal that is specifically made for container ships moving goods and services through.
I think it was built in the late 1800s, and there are no locks, which is interesting as well. All right, time to take a look at traffic now, WWL. 725, 726, now Tommy Tucker talking to our friend Greg Upton, assistant research professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies. People have been noticing an increase in gas at the pump, and Professor, one thing I know is I see these giant trucks and giant SUVs, and having been stuck in this giant truck thing before where I had one and bought it because the gas prices were low, but then the gas prices increased, and I found myself between, I was between it. What about the Strait of Hormuz, oil, gas prices, another navigable waterway, et cetera? What can we look for in the future in terms of gas prices?
So one of the things that I've been watching really closely these last few months is actually sort of the post-COVID effect on oil prices and therefore gasoline prices. And it's really interesting if you think about the timing. So pre-COVID, there was plenty of supply out there. Oil prices were relatively low. Therefore, the price for consumers at the pump was also relatively low. And then when demand just evaporated with COVID, as people stopped traveling, people stopped, getting on airplanes, et cetera, a lot of that price fell even in the negative territory for one day back in April, and a lot of drilling just stopped. And then as the global economy started to pick up again, oil production has had to pick up as well. But there's really this like lag in timing between whenever you start a project and when that actually comes to market. And so I think what you're seeing now with oil prices creeping up a little bit into the low 60s here is sort of that mismatch between the timing of when demand is coming back and when suppliers are going to be able to come back online. The good news for the person who just bought their big SUV or their big truck is that futures markets are in something what we call backwardation, okay? That's just a fancy term that means that futures markets are predicting that oil prices will go down over the next year or two. And so what's that telling us is that there's plenty of supply out there. It's just a matter of the timing of bringing that to market and how that timing coincides with demand. So hopefully if you just bought your big SUV, just wait a little bit and those prices will hopefully come back down for you.
The car companies are talking about all electric by this year or that year. Is there any way that can happen? I don't see how it can, and people will still be able to drive around. Unless
hang on
to the cars that burn gas.
Yeah, that's right. So when you think about replacing cars, okay, it could be that in a few years from now, let's say 5 years, a way larger percent of new cars that are being sold are electric vehicles. But in terms of the stock of cars that's on the that's you know, that we have in the country, that's going to continue to be dominated by gasoline vehicles for at least a decade, if not two decades longer. And the reason for that is, of course, cars last a long time, right? Mm-hmm. You buy a car, you can have it for 10, 15 years. And so you're not going to just get rid of that car to buy a new electric one. And if you do, then, of course, someone else will be using it.
With what they cost, they better last 15 years, Professor.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Hope you have a great Easter weekend or Passover, whatever. I don't know how to even say this these days. Greg, what should I tell you? Just happy holidays. Have a good...
Happy Easter, Tommy.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. Happy Easter to you as well, sir. Greg Upton, Assistant Research Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.